The winner in November may find that there's no money available to pay for all the things that he's promising voters. The federal budget deficit will hit a record $422 billion this year. And a new report by the Congressional Budget Office predicts that Washington will run up $2.3 trillion in new debt between now and the year 2014. Robert Bixby is executive director of the Concord Coalition, which tracks budget issues. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does that projection of deficits into the future compare with the initiatives that both candidates are proposing?
Well, it's going to make it difficult. There's no doubt about that. The federal government already borrows about one-fifth of everything it spends. So new spending proposals are going to be difficult to enact in that environment, and also it's going to be hard to sell tax cuts in that environment, too. So I think with both candidates, the big initiatives are going to have to pass that hurdle of saying, how do you pay for it?
So when John Kerry says, I want to spend $600 billion and change on health care for every American, or President Bush says, I want to make the tax cuts permanent?
I think they're going to have to answer some hard questions, both to their constituents and people on Capitol Hill who are going to say, how can you do this without making the budget deficit worse?
Now, to be fair, it was said just a few years ago that the federal government had surpluses going far into the future, and now they've become deficits. Isn't it possible that they could become surpluses again, that these projections could turn out not to mean much?
You can always hope for a miracle, but remember that the budget deficits didn't just go away on their own. There were several major pieces of legislation that were enacted in the late 1980s and 1990s, because Congress and the presidents in those days did take the budget deficit seriously. So they were actively trying to get rid of them. They didn't just go away.
So the next president might be having to do the same.
Well, I think that's entirely likely. I think one of the messages of the CBO report yesterday was that these budget deficits are not likely to go away on their own. It will require political action.
Robert Bixby is executive director of the Concord Coalition. Thanks very much.
Thank you.